The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Into My Cool Inventions Radio. The man of the hour is John Cremins, the award-winning John Cremins. Yes, there he is. Ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
Boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, John Cremins joining Doug Steffen to find out who is going to be the star of the day. Last Friday, Honey Hilliard, or actually it wasn't last Friday, she was on a week ago today, I think, wasn't she? With arm scarves.
The arm
amazing
scarves.
How time goes. She got 100% thumbs up vote, by the way, so she'll be on with us, I think, this Friday. No, we don't have a Dream Big America contest this Friday because we have 4 months, 5 Fridays in October.
What will we do on Friday?
Trick or treat!
I think we should have another one of our contests.
I think you're probably right about
that. Our pitch-offs.
Yeah, see if Akos can be around on Friday. Akos Jankura is here, who's a big deal when it comes to home shopping. John Cremins, big deal when it comes to home shopping. They are about the business of recognizing the newest entrepreneurs, the newest inventors, the people who will make our country strong and healthy economically. New ideas, great presentations, that's what we're looking for. We continue the Dream Big America monthly contest. Finals round took place last Friday in this hour, and you can hear all the pitches at DougSteffen.com in the archives and vote between now and Thursday for one of the three participants, Eric Kinnear, Renee Bentley, or Nicole Snow. Actually, no, we didn't have Nicole. She was AWOL, and so we only have two. Choice would be between Renee Bentley and Eric Kinnear. And as you know, John, this is a big social media play. The more support you get, you know, that's how it works. You go vote at dreambigamerica.us, and the people that are going there oftentimes are the ones who are either working for the company, supporting, they like him. However you express yourself, you certainly should be expressing yourself when it comes to this sort of thing, because this is a way to make America better and stronger. It really is. All right, so having said that, today, later on, we're going to meet the daughter of Deming McGilton, because Mr. McGilton is sick. Is that right?
I believe so.
The head hammock. That'll be interesting. It's not spelled like hammock. It's H-A-M-M-I-K. Have you seen this?
Actually, yeah, we have a picture of it on online at
mycoolinventions.com.
Hit the vote button.
Right.
It's kind of interesting. I guess it's meant to help hold your head up, or at least hold it in the proper position while you're sitting.
Well, didn't we have something similar to that last week, where somebody had instead of when you're flying having support for the back of your neck, you really need it for the front.
That was for the kids. That was for kids' car seat. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But can't you imagine somebody inventing something like that for the airplane? Think about it for a minute. When you're on an airplane and you want to go to sleep, you put the seat back, you put this thing behind your neck, and it supposedly guards your neck. You know what happens when you wake up and your neck feels like it's been disconnected from your shoulders.
Yep.
You ever had that feeling when you were flying?
But
yet if you put something under your chin, it would keep you. I mean, it's a horrible feeling when you wake up. How many of us have done that? You wake up and your head feels like it's not connected to the rest of your body. And
that's
why
some of those seats that actually have the headrest where you can actually fold them.
Yeah, right.
So at least that way I'm not, you know, leaning one way or the other. My head stays in one position.
All right, let's pay tribute to America's youngest female billionaire. America's youngest female billionaire. She's a high school dropout. No, a college dropout. Sorry. She made it through high school. The youngest self-made female billionaire, 30 years old. The company she founded, John, has the potential to change health care for most Americans. Elizabeth Holmes is her name, H-O-L-M-E-S. Left Stanford University at 19. She wanted to start her own company. She cashed out the funds her parents had saved for her tuition, and now she is friends with people like Larry Ellison, an investor in her company. And she has a lot of people like former secretaries of state on her board of directors. She said, quote, "I think a lot of young people have incredible ideas and incredible insight, but sometimes they wait before they go to give their life to something. I did not want to do that. I wanted to start earlier." The company is called Theranos, T-H-E-R-A-N-O-S. It has taken on the $76 billion laboratory diagnostic industry as her target, an industry that was waiting to be disrupted since blood testing has not changed since the 1960s. Her idea? No more vials. No more tourniquets. Just a pinprick of blood gathered in a container smaller than a dime, and up to 70 lab tests can be run on one drop of blood in less time than the traditional tests. I was talking
amazing.
Yeah, I mean, this earlier, I come from Framingham, Massachusetts, and we were talking earlier about this new thing from Boston Heart Diagnostics, another company started by someone who really had one idea and managed to make it work. You know, when these tests, this is a 70-count test that she's got. Most people need to have a 20, what they call a 24-count test that gives you all of the normal things like your the triglycerides, the cholesterol, you know, what's in your blood, what's in your urine sample, what's in your fecal sample, that kind of stuff. But this goes through 70 different things, so you really, really know what's going on in your body. So she thinks that this ease of testing will make people more likely to go through with blood tests. Last time you had a physical, did you get a blood test?
Yeah, of course.
When's the last time you had a full physical?
Probably 4 years ago.
Why? Every year you're supposed to get one. What's the matter with you?
I know. Well, because I'm a healthy dude.
No, you don't know that. You don't know that.
Oh, I can tell.
No, you can't. No, you don't know what's going on inside of you. No. Really? I don't want to have to sit here alone with ACOS because you've croaked.
I won't leave you to that. I won't leave you to that.
No, but I want you to have, what are you afraid of? I can tell in your voice, you're afraid of something. What's the matter with you?
I don't know. Actually, you know what? I just, honestly, I guess I don't have time.
Ah, baloney!
Seriously?
You don't have time. You want to be pushing up daisies? What's the matter with you?
Yeah. No, I have taken on a little more of a health stance now that I'm, you know, recycling with ACOS and.
Yeah, but that doesn't tell you what condition your body is in. That's why you need to take this test. You really do. I'm going to send you over to my doctor in Orlando, Ken Kronhaus, who's on this program with me.
He has
a facility called Lake Cardiology. You can Google it. And he is, although he specializes in cardiology, when I go, he spends 8 hours with me one day a year and goes through every single thing that is part of what we find out about the having done the due diligence, what's going on in my body. I want to know. It sounds to me like you don't want to know.
Well, I know, you know, actually, I've had two horrendous experiences in the hospital.
So?
You know, two scheduled surgeries that I really didn't, not only did I not enjoy, but I'm terrified that if I ever have to go through one again, I'd rather just kill myself.
That's foolish.
When you have a inguinal hernia, and I mean, literally, when you come out of that, and it's just really a painful experience. It's not like when you get on the wall, the side wall of you, it's down below.
Mm-hmm.
It's unbelievable the kind of pain that goes on after that.
Yeah.
But then also, then I had my family, actually my whole entire family, both my son and my youngest son, my wife and I had medical emergencies and medical operations 4 times in 1 year, mm-hmm. actually a year and a half. Which was very disruptive financially, I'll tell you that much right now.
Well, but would you rather be able to make the money to pay it, or would you rather just be dead and not pay
it? I guess you go through something like that, and you just the thought of going into a hospital, going to a doctor's office again, is terrifying.
No. Well, you've been going to the wrong doctor.
Hundreds of thousands of dollars later,
you're going to the wrong doctor.
The thought of dying, John. What's that do for you?
Well, I don't know. I've lived a long life. I've lived
a
happy life.
Younger than I am. What's the matter with you?
You ready to check out?
I'm good.
I'm done.
No, seriously. Look at this way. I have reached all of the dreams I had as a child, right? All the things you think of. I want to grow up and be this. I want to grow up and be that. I've done everything that I possibly ever thought I could do in my life. So now I'm living on extra time. So I'm trying to.
Why was that
come up with other
when you started working with me?
Yes.
You decided early on. I want to work with that Doug Steffen at some point in time. Yeah.
And after that, I just knew that there would never reach anything higher a pinnacle than that.
Really? I think.
Come on, give me that. I'm trying. Well,
you've made two ignorant statements today. That may be one of them. The other one is you don't want to go to the doctor because you're afraid. Come on, I think
most Americans are that way, though.
No, they don't go. That's
right?
Foolishness. It's nonsense. Yeah. Because either you want to live or you don't want to live. And why wouldn't you want to, if you're having a good life, live as long as you can and enjoy it? What is the old expression from Star Trek? Live long and prosper.
Yeah, that's that part of it. All.
And you have a nice wife. You got a family. You're having fun with your life at this point in time. You're foolish not to have the lab testing done and to have somebody tell you exactly what's going on in your body.
So you do this every year?
I do it twice a year. I go through.
Wow.
Yeah, I do it here in Massachusetts, and I do it down in Florida. And so if you want, when I go over there, I'll go, Meredith and I will probably go down sometime in December for an
evaluation. Whoa, wait a minute, hold it. You're going to Orlando in December?
Yeah.
You know you're only like 65 miles from here, right?
I know, right. So you can meet us over there for lunch.
Actually, you know what? We would do that.
Yeah.
Make sure you let us know. Put us on your extensive schedule.
Yeah. Sure. It'd be cheaper than flying up here anyway.
Yeah, that would be great because it's only a month and a half away.
All right, so anyway, this conversation will continue because I'm not letting you off the hook this easily.
I was trying to get out of it.
I know, yeah, okay.
Richie didn't even help me. I mean, what the heck?
Richie's not going to help because he believes what I tell him in this circumstance.
Well, not all the time, but this one, he does.
All right.
It's 18 after the hour on Good Day.
Tomcat kills up to 12 mice per bait block, faster than decon. What will we do with all of these dead mice? Tomcat presents Dead Mouse Theater, and the critics are raving. They solved my mouse problem and renewed my faith in theater. I like my mice dead, but dead mice that can act are even better. Tomcat got the mice out of my walls, onto the stage, and into my heart. Dead Mouse Theater, open to the public this fall at Tomcat.com. Tomcat, engineered to kill. One ounce bait block based on no choice lab tests. Time for me to dose today. Tomcat kills up to 12 mice per bait block, faster than decon. What will we do with all of these dead mice? Tomcat presents Dead Mouse Theater, and the critics are raving. They solved my mouse problem and renewed my faith in theater. I like my mice dead, but dead mice that can act are even better. Tomcat got the mice out of my walls, onto the stage, and into my heart. Dead Mouse Theater, open to the public this fall at Tomcat.com. Tomcat, engineered to kill. One ounce bait block based on no choice lab tests. Time for me to dose today.
The flu, pneumonia, whooping cough, hepatitis A, shingles, meningitis, tetanus. That's a scary list. But did you know immunizations can protect you from every one? You didn't? Well, we do. Rite Aid pharmacists are certified to immunize against the most common preventable diseases. Find out what immunizations you need with a free immunization evaluation at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Availability and restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacists for details.
Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you can make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? Yes! According to the U.S. Census Bureau, you can make almost twice as much. Going back to college is now easier than ever. There are select online colleges that provide laptops to their students. In fact, there are thousands of college programs on your laptop. You can go to college anywhere and everywhere right from a laptop. Call My College Laptop and you can find hundreds of programs from accredited colleges and universities nationwide. Start a new career in law enforcement, business, information technology, healthcare, and hundreds of others. Call My College Laptop to find an online college that will provide you with a laptop. In no time at all, you can double your earning potential. Double your earning potential! Call now, 1-800-285-6834. That's 800-285-6834. 800-285-6834.
This next song goes out to someone real special. Web developers. You've developed a world wide web of convenience and Geico.com is eternally grateful. Now everyone can pay bills, manage policies, maybe save big money on car insurance, all from the comfort of their desk chairs, recliners, and water beds. You're magicians with wands made of binary code. And that's why we're sending this next song out to you. For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Now 23 minutes after the hour, Doug Steffen, veteran of radio across the country. The Doug Steffen Good Day program heard here, there, and everywhere. John Kringman's veteran of television, seen across the country for years on the Quality Home Shopping Networks, QVC, HSN, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We are here to find out more about an invention called the head hammock, and we'll get to that in a few minutes. We're discussing the youngest female billionaire in the country, a young woman named Elizabeth Holmes, who's come up with a way to avoid blood tests in the traditional way, just a finger prick, and going to do the 70 lab tests that are the most extensive. She says the ease of testing will make people like John more likely to go through with blood tests and help with earlier detection of illnesses, something that she's very passionate about. Her father has spent a career working in humanitarian assistance, several executive positions with the United States Agency for International Development, involved in the Ebola thing. So she comes from a family that understands all of this. Imagine how proud the family is of her. The solution she's built, and this is something that I can envision us having had here, John, at one point in time. She built this Theranos, T-H-E-R-A-N-O-S, a center. And in this center, you go in, you have calming music, nice magazines, the blood test, just a little bit of a painless prick on your finger. That's it. She wants to have one of these centers within 5 miles of any American, and that's where the money is. She teamed up with Walgreens, and that's where, you know, this is a big thing at Walgreens. There are centers in California and Arizona, 8,200 neighborhood Walgreens across the country. The testing is closer to where people are, and that's the idea. Get the test easily instead of having to go to Quest.
You go, I was hoping you were going to say Quiznos. you get a sub and then we'll test your blood right here.
Yeah, right. And when you eat one of those subs, you're going to know what a unga bunga lunga is involved in that.
Yeah.
So, you need to really be much more careful.
No, I agree. I agree with you. I know. I guess you know what? I've been so busy, I just keep putting it off.
Well, but that's an excuse. But isn't it interesting that this young lady came up with something that was so basically easy, and she did all the right things. There are 7 billion lab tests performed in the United States every year. And 80% of the clinical decisions that are made on people's health come from having a needle jabbed into your arm and looking at, I mean, when I get, they get these vials of blood, 5, 6, sometimes 7 vials, and it's gross to look at. I don't like, I listen, you don't want to have any argument for me about how horrible it is to do that. But yeah. Isn't this neat? We don't have to deal with needles, and this is somebody
that
she...
I think it's interesting. I mean, the fact that she's teaming up with, you know, a major...
Walgreens.
Farmer, yeah, like Walgreens.
Yeah.
That's interesting to me. But I also have to kind of wonder about if it's 70 tests, what are all in the 70 tests, and are they secure? Meaning that, okay, so yeah, you're going to go to the Walgreens with your health, and you're going to have them take a blood test, and they're going to know the results of 70 different tests on your blood with that's already correlated
they
to
won't,
you.
No, they won't know. The results go to a file that would go to your doctor. They this company, all you need to have proclaimed by this point in time, you wouldn't get a blood test if you had somebody to read it.
They're just doing the clinical part, the basic stuff.
And they send the information to your doctor. You list, whenever I get my test, Ken doesn't test my blood in Florida. We get it tested at one of the Quest Diagnostic Centers here, and I think I'm going to look into this myself. I'm going to go into a Walgreens and get this little prick test and takes your blood and it analyzes. I want to have as many things analyzed as I possibly can.
I wonder if any of the Walgreens around Tampa probably would have that. I would do that, and I would report back. I'll
introduce you to Ken. You can go over there to his clinic in Orlando. Right. It's in Mount Dora, and you can have your physical, and you'll come out of it. He's got a great bedside manner. You need to do that. John Cremins, Doug Steffen, 28 after the hour, my cool invention.
The Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
Anyone who runs a business knows the importance of having good employees. The ability to hire good people is crucial to the success of anyone who wants to do well in business. That also occasionally requires letting go an employee that doesn't fit the business's needs or doesn't do the work well enough. Yet today there are numerous laws and regulations that keep businesses from staying nimble in a competitive environment. If we look through the lens of liberty, it's clear that government does not have the right to tell businesses whom to hire and whom to retain. A good job is a privilege to be earned, not a right to be guaranteed by government. The ability to start and grow a successful business with the help of good employees is an important right due.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Can our pets get Ebola? Here are the facts. I'm Risa Jill Miller. With the news surrounding the Ebola outbreak, it's sometimes hard to separate fact from fiction. Dr. Ron DeHaven, CEO of the American Veterinary Medical Association, is here to set the record straight.
The chance of a dog or a cat being exposed to the Ebola virus in the United States is extremely low, just as the risk is extremely low for people in the U.S. There have actually been no reports of dogs or cats getting sick from Ebola.
Doctor, should we be worried?
This particular situation, as it is in the United States, is reason for caution and concern, but certainly not a reason for panic. We have appropriate measures in place, and the incidence in a couple of people does not put the population at large at risk. So it's time to be cautious, but no time for panic.
For more information about Ebola and keeping pets safe, visit avma.org/ebola.
Headlines, suspensions, FCC investigations. That's Man Cow for you. Hear him here. GCN.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys 3-square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126-serving 3-square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale priced at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get 2 or 3 cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and 3-square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. 8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
You are a winner if you are encouraged, or if you somehow or other have a sense of an idea and you'd like to follow it through. This is the place for that inspiration and for that direction. My Cool Inventions, pretty unique idea on the radio. Pretty much like Shark Tank, kind of goes to American Idol. John Creamins, the designer, along with Akos Jankura, of this idea. And so we're here every weekday during this hour to present you with another inventor, another entrepreneur, another great idea. Or the people who are presenting it hope you're going to think it's a great idea, because you'll be able to vote for them. That's the American Idol side of this. You'll be able to text thumbs up or thumbs down to 22333 as soon as these people are done presenting, and it goes until noontime every day, East Coast time. You can dial in your thumb up or thumb down to 888-877-0490. That's 888-877-0490, or you can vote directly at the website mycoolinventions.com. So, John, who do we have today?
Oh, we are actually going to have the inventor of this, and the whole entire invention of the design was created by Deming McDilton, and it was an invention called the head hammock. And this is for those of us that travel, or better yet, those that sit up maybe perhaps, and it always seems like our head is never in the right position.
Mm-hmm.
Or when we wake up, sometimes it doesn't feel like it was in the right position when we fell asleep. So we're going to be going to our inventor here, Demi, joining us. Demi, welcome to the show.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Well, we're glad to have you with us here on My Cool Inventions Radio.
So I'm confused. Is this Deming or is this his daughter?
This is his daughter.
It's his daughter. That's okay.
All right, so Deming is your name, right?
No, actually it's Jean. And so I'm Deming's daughter, but also helped him create the head hammock.
All right.
So Jean, I'm sorry about that. I have Demi written down.
Not a problem at all.
Okay, thanks for being with us today. Tell us about this invention of your dad's.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you for inviting us on. We're really excited to do this. So the head hammock was created probably about 10 years ago. You know, actually, as a family, we do quite a bit of traveling, you know, whether it's on a plane or driving in the car. And we were always having problems with our necks as we were traveling. So my dad created an invention where you have a strap, a padded strap that goes across your forehead. It's going to support your forehead as the strap runs down your back and then ties across your chest. So with the support of your head being held in that way, you're not having the problem of falling side to side or falling forward or, you know, we notice a lot of times people when they're traveling, they've got their head down on the tray or got their head up against the back of the seat or things like that. Well, this invention has helped from, you know, not having to do those different things. As you sit upright, that strap is going to hold your head in place.
Wow. Okay, so now how did he come up with this, though? I mean, how did he come up with the design that he finally settled on and said, you know what, okay, this is going to work. This is going to help solve that problem.
Well, you know, he's come up with quite a few inventions and ideas, and, you know, we all ask ourselves, how can you be that creative? But, you know, we actually, it's kind of a funny story. We were flying to Mexico as a family, and he was sleeping, and his head kept falling forward. And so he thought about it, and he's like, you know, how can I help from falling forward and my head hitting the person in front of us? So he, you know, went ahead and went back home, really, really worked on this idea to kind of get your head to where it's in a comfortable position being held up, but you're not falling side to side or forward, as I said. And with that strap, you know, he put the padded strap in there, made it so it was easy to be washed, you know, because, of course, sometimes you get a little sweaty and, you know, your head starts to, that strap can start to get dirty. So
yeah.
You can also add any scarf or strap that you would like onto the head hammock. So that's going to help as well for your comfort. You can add whatever you'd like. He also made a strap on the head hammock that allows you to hook any baseball hat you'd like to that head hammock. So instead of wearing the head hammock across your forehead, you can also put a hat on, and that's going to give the same support as if it were to be the strap.
That's kind of interesting, don't you think, Doug?
I'm trying to visualize this. And I, the essence of people that maybe have the ability to go to mycoolinventions.com and look at this a little bit, the strap part of it and how it actually, what is it made of, this strap?
The strap is actually made of a cotton cushion that goes over the top and then just a regular old strap. Now, the ties that go across your chest is somewhat like a scarf. Like I said, you can use pretty much any strap you'd like, but with the scarf, especially for women, kind of fits your body type a little bit better, and you can pull it nice and tight there.
Yeah, I think that was what I was... last week we had a lady on, Jean, who had an arm scarf that she had developed. This is not the appropriate scarves in
general. Yeah, this is not like a fashion. Yeah, this is not a fashion item. But, I can imagine, you know, I'm looking at it online, and I can see that. So I'm seeing where you say you put it from the back and around the strap. So basically, the hammock itself, it's just a strap. Right? And then you're finding other ways to use the strap to customize it for other, you know, whether it's for your head or for your shoulders or whatever to maintain it.
Right, yeah, absolutely. So the strap is almost like a, you know, like a bandana, or it's a headband, if you will, that goes across your forehead. So it's not very thick. And then as far as the baseball cap goes, it works in the same way as the strap does. It just allows that, you know, tightness across your forehead so your head isn't falling. Pretty much that's just the gist of it, is keeping your head from falling, and whether it's a baseball cap or a strap.
Help, I'm falling and I can't get up.
Right, exactly. Oh. And I think all of us traveling have had that happen.
All right, so you know what, I, Gene, I'm ready to hear your pitch. I want to hear how you pitch it for a minute. So basically all we do here is we allow everybody to vote. They get a chance to vote on a thumbs up if they like the idea or thumbs down. They can text to vote, you know, by texting a vote to 22333 and then putting thumbs up or thumbs down in their text. Or they can just do it right from our website to vote as well. So we're gonna go ahead. If you're ready, let's play the music and get started.
I'm ready.
Do you have any idea?
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea.
Well, let's hear it.
Millions of people travel uncomfortably on a daily basis. From cars to buses to planes, we all must travel. If only there was a better way to sleep while traveling. Now there is. Introducing the head hammock, another invention from Mini Creations. The head hammock is easy to use, store, and travel with a padded strap that goes around your forehead, down your back, and ties across your chest. This will give your head full support from moving side to side, or most commonly, falling forward. The head hammock is one size fits all. Its adjustable ties allow you to tie to your comfort. For only $19.95, you can have the most comfortable way to travel. Order the head hammock today at $19.95 and get the second one for free. As a special thanks for today's listeners, not only will you receive two head hammocks for the price of one, but we will also include free shipping and handling. For some more information on the head hammock, please visit us at uniquecreations.com.
Wow.
Make
right there
an inventor. Be our shark and vote. Be bold and submit your product. What the heck? You can only make millions.
Wow. I'm with
nice
you, Doug.
Job. Very nice.
Perfect, perfect pitch.
Yeah right.
Good job, Gene.
Thank you.
Time-wise, otherwise she's got this down. Good thing her father's not here.
I think you'd be very proud of what you did. Trust me.
Absolutely.
You went right through what we call the anatomy of the pitch, and something that Akos and I, you know, really, really try to hit home every time we talk to an inventor is, you know, coming up with the problem, letting every one of us realize and understand it, can see it in our mind's eye. Because, I mean, this is radio, so we can't actually see it. Mm-hmm. We just expect you to be able to tell us what the problem is, right? And that's the same thing that's going to happen if you talk to anybody in the invention industry or anybody that could help you invest in your product or whatever. You know, get them emotionally attached. I understood exactly the problem you're trying to solve. You brought in your solution, the head hammock, and then you gave me all the reasons why I need to have one. Yep. And then you closed it. You gave me a great offer. You dropped a second one, you know, and you added in a great second offer. And then you told me where to get it. And your call to action was perfect.
I didn't get the price.
Great.
What's the price?
$19.95.
All right. So that's good to know. This is all nicely put together. I was thinking of what T.S. Eliot wrote here, John. Only those who will risk going too far can possibly find out how far one can go. What were you like, Gene, if you don't mind my asking, as a kid growing up? Were you precocious? Were you shy? And because you have developed, obviously, into someone who really is forward and smart, presents herself well. Were you always like that, or did you have to grow out of your shell?
Well, I think if my parents were to describe it, they'd say, I came out screaming and haven't stopped since. So I don't think I've ever been shy or anything like that. So when this offer was, you know, presented to my dad, he was so excited. And he was like, you have to help me with this. I know you can do it. So we sat down and took us a long time to write this pitch, but, you know, we got it together to where we were really happy with it and able to kind of explain it. And so, yeah, it's, you know, it's kind of always been Chatty Cathy, if you will.
Chatty Cathy.
Gina, I think you did a great job.
Nice job.
I really did. I think your pitch was great. I think you've got a unique invention. It's a little bit different when I look at it. You know,
are you funded properly? Everything's protected and you're funded. Is that right or not, Gene? How are you? Have you created anything, a way to expand upon this? Because it seemed to me this would be pretty much a snap to get developed and marketed, but you got to have the funding behind you. Do you have the money? Are you looking for a crowdfund, or what are you doing with money?
You know, absolutely, yeah. I feel like there is a good amount of funding. Now, of course, hopefully we are able to, you know, make this into a great invention that does sell and is very successful. Now, when it comes to that case, depending on how big or how small it may be, that, I mean, as far as an investment goes or something like that, that would definitely be something that we would be interested in. You know, we're never going to cut out any options or opportunities that is presented to us.
Or maybe like licensing or something, right, maybe? Or no?
Yeah, absolutely. Of course, like I said, you know, of course, hopefully anybody that's a good business person would know if the right opportunity is presented, we'd be more than happy to, you know, take that opportunity.
Yeah. All right. All right. So here's the way to handle this. You can text. What do you see voting already, John? Going on thumbs up or thumbs down? Texting it to 22333, or you dial 888-877-0490, which is the way to dial in or phone in the old way. Your thumbs up or thumbs down for Gene McGilton and the head hammock. Go to mycoolinventions.com. You can vote there. So what do we see already as a result of people voting?
I've got to slow this on my internet right now.
No, all right, okay. Let me see. If you put it over here, I'll kick it.
You wouldn't believe how many times I've had to kick the provider of the internet service.
I would be surprised if you didn't get pretty much 100% or close to it in terms of thumbs up because of the way you presented this, Gene. So best of luck to you and your father. Have you done this sort of thing before? Did I hear you say you've done some other inventions? Did I hear you say that? Oh, she's gone already. That's too bad. All right, well, anyway.
Yeah, they do. They actually have on their website. There's several. Her dad must be one of those guys that comes with ideas and tries to figure out, solutions for all kinds of problems.
What the heck's wrong with that? That's cool. Yeah, and she loves her father. Can you tell by listening to her talk, she loves her father.
Yeah,
she's proud of her father. Father's proud of her. What a great scenario. This is the kind of people we love helping, these sorts of people. So if you have something you put together here, you ought to check out submit at mycoolinventions.com or go to dreambigamerica.us and tell us your story to see if we want to get you on the air on My Cool Inventions.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 7676 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 7676.
And now, another Staples business tip. Getting your company name out there is the best way to get publicity and win new clients.
Banners? Check. Business card.
Got it.
Customized mugs?
In the bag.
Postcard?
Yep.
Lawn sign?
Mm-hmm.
Oversized printouts?
Checkers.
Full-color double-sided brochures?
Right here.
Photos from last year's Christmas party?
Shit. Didn't he delete those?
Why would we? Oh.
We also have shredders. For a limited time, open a Staples More account and get $50 back on a purchase of $150 or more. Staples. Make more happen every day. See an associate for details.
Do you hear that ringing? I've heard that ringing in my ears for over 20 years. My doctor said...
The ringing and buzzing in your ears is called tinnitus, and you're just going to have to learn to live with it.
The constant ringing in my ears is annoying. I've tried everything, and nothing worked. So I invested my own money, met with doctors, specialists, and certified labs. After a decade of research, we've developed Tinoxyl, a prescription-free, 100% natural and effective way to stop the ringing. And better yet, it helps me sleep. Trying to sleep with ringing in my ears is almost impossible. But with Tinoxyl, I started sleeping better in the first couple weeks. I'm so confident that Tinoxyl will help you too that I'm giving the first 100 callers a free 30-day supply.
Don't let the ringing in your ears control your life. Call now and get your free 30-day supply. Just pay shipping. Take back control of your life. Combat the ringing and start sleeping again. Try it for free. Call 800-930-1669. That's 800-930-1669. 800-930-1669.
This is a report by Honda. Shopping for a new SUV? You're not alone. The small SUV and crossover segment is one of the fastest growing car segments, making up 12.1% of all new car sales. This is an increase from 11.2% in 2011 and a jump from 2007 when it only made up 6.7% of the market. So you may want to hear who Motor Trend just announced as its 2015 Sport Utility Vehicle of the Year. Editor-in-Chief Edward Lowe.
The 2015 Honda CR-V impressed our judges with its extensive list of delightful design and thoughtful engineering improvements. Our editors were especially impressed by Honda's responsive and efficient, continuously variable transmission and sophisticated safety system, particularly the smart and seamlessly integrated lane-keeping assist system. Efficient, practical, and a joy to drive, the 2015 Honda CR-V does virtually everything well.
Motor Trend bases its decision off of 6 criteria, including advancement in design, efficiency, engineering excellence, performance of intended function, safety, and value. For more, visit MotorTrend.com.
Attention hip implant patients. Are you in constant pain? Have you received a letter from your doctor about your implant? Have you had or need a revision surgery? Do you have high levels of metal, chromium, or cobalt in your blood? Over 90,000 hip implant devices have been recalled due to defects and failures resulting in revision or replacement surgery. If you have a recalled hip implant, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-251-7823 to see if your implant is affected by the recalls. If you or a loved one has a defective or recalled hip implant, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-251-7823. That's 800-251-7823. Protect your legal rights today. Call 800-251-7823.
This is an advertisement, not valid in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. iLawsuit.com is an advertising group that represents lawyers advertising their services and is a free matching service for consumers. It is not a law firm or lawyer referral service.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Quarantines and travel policies, the efforts to contain Ebola are getting more complicated. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. The CDC is taking new steps today to make sure travelers coming to the U.S. from Ebola-stricken countries don't harbor or spread the deadly illness. Anyone entering from so-called Ebola hot zones in West Africa will now be subject to 21 days of monitoring. Flights coming from Liberia, Sierra Leone, or Guinea can only enter through one of five American airports. Three states have imposed their own tougher yet controversial guidelines, forcing mandatory quarantine for healthcare workers who may have had contact with Ebola patients. Those states are New York, New Jersey, and Illinois. But under pressure from the Obama administration to reverse that mandatory quarantine policy, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo announced late last night that medical workers returning from West Africa who had direct contact with Ebola patients can serve out their 21-day quarantine at home.
During those 21 days, healthcare workers would check on them twice a day to monitor their temperature and condition. If they develop symptoms, they will be transferred to a hospital.
Meanwhile, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie isn't backing down on his state's mandatory quarantine policy despite the threat of a lawsuit. A nurse upset about being quarantined in Newark since last Friday has hired a civil rights lawyer and says she will sue. Casey Hickox of Maine says she's been treated inhumanely since returning from a stint in Sierra Leone. She says she's not sick, but is being held in an indoor tent at a hospital with a portable toilet and no shower. Governor Christie says that while he understands the nurse is uncomfortable, his greater responsibility is to the nearly 9 million people who live in New Jersey. Now,
Here's something else that will matter to you.
Did you know up to 1 in 5 Americans will get the flu this year? Because less than half of us get vaccinated? You didn't know? That's okay. We do. Rite Aid has certified immunizing pharmacists at the ready to discuss your risks, answer your questions, and shield you from what you don't know. So get your flu shot, no appointment necessary, at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacist for details.
The world is very different since GEICO started saving people money over 75 years ago. This interweb thing? Not around. You wanted to know the answer to something? You just asked old man Russell. And if he didn't know, he made it up. That's why everyone in my town thought lightning bugs were filled with real lightning. Hey, we weren't always the sharpest tools in the shed, but we knew GEICO was a smart deal.
GEICO, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
It's a new week on Wall Street with the markets looking for another winning week. Last Friday, the Dow jumped 127 points, closing the week at 16,805. NASDAQ up nearly 31 points on Friday. S&P with a 13-point gain. Business at the box office over the weekend.
You ever feel like even after someone you love has died, there's still a way you can talk to them?
Ouija scaring away the competition in its debut weekend with $20 million number one in theaters. A few closing notes. First, World Series. The Giants over the Royals in San Francisco last night. 5-0 in Game 5. Giants lead the series 3-2. Just one win away from the title. The series shifting to Kansas City tomorrow night for game number 6. Next, here's something you already knew. Taylor Swift's all-pop album, 1989, comes out today. Taylor Swift will be a guest mentor on The Voice tonight. No matter where you look, in fact, TV, radio, magazines, everywhere, you'll find Taylor Swift. Here, open the door. There she is again! And finally, prices at the pump. More good news when you fill it up. As of yesterday, the AAA's National Gas Survey shows a gallon of regular now averaging $3.05. That's down another 6 cents over the past week, down about 30 cents a gallon over the past month. There are now 17 states with an average of less than $3 a gallon. How about these prices, huh?
I like the price now.
Lower gas prices, less money.
Those motorists filled up in New Jersey, which is one of those states under $3, an average of $2.87. I ventured to Fort Lee, New Jersey myself this past weekend and filled my tank for $2.84 a gallon. That's 50 cents a gallon cheaper than many stations in the New York and Long Island area. Of course, I had to sit for an hour in traffic on the George Washington Bridge to get to Fort Lee with two lanes closed on the bridge due to construction. Or maybe it was another act of political retribution. Either way, I wasted so much gas getting to Fort Lee that it canceled out the savings at the pump. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
And now another Staples business tip. Getting your company name out there is the best way to get publicity and win new clients.
Banners? Check. Business card?
Got it.
Customized mugs? In the bag. Postcard?
Yep.
Lawn sign?
Mm-hmm.
Oversized printouts?
Checkers.
Full-color double-sided brochure?
Right here.
Photos from last year's Christmas party?
Check.
Didn't he delete those?
Why would we? Oh.
We also have shredders. For a limited time, open a Staples More account and get $50 back on a purchase of $150 or more. Staples, make more happen every day. See an associate for details.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.